broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning on this fabulous day. It's going to be hot, and it's at least we got the trades, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But the high today will be 90 degrees. We've got a high surf advisory, south-facing shores. This one with the winds and the seas snapping a mast, grounding vessels. So be careful when you go out. You got to be ready for this particular set that's coming in now. Okay, scattered showers possibly on the windward and Mauka side, but basically those trade winds blowing 10 to 20 miles per hour. With a hot weekend for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day from Aloha Power Equipment. You got to check out Aloha Power's Father's Day sale. It's at the Sand Island and Waipahu locations. Get the Honda EU 2200i that's a generator for $999. Plus the 3-year extended warranty, just $50. We got the biggest selection of whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and riding mowers. Happy Father's Day from Aloha Power Equipment. We're giving away Bridgestone E12 softs for your guys and 2 rounds of golf, Poipube Golf Course. We've got Anne Liguori. She's coming up. First off, a golf correspondent, WFAN, CBS Radio, and she's at live from the U.S. Open, Pebble Beach, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio, TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, and philanthropist. She is the first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station, WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network golf correspondent. Welcome into the clubhouse, Anne.
Well, so glad to be with you again, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Absolutely beautiful day. Pebble Beach is looking fantastic as well. I mean, looks like it's kind of the benign weather conditions, making the course play a little bit easier than one would expect, although the scores aren't out of this world, yet they are on the high side, and we're seeing some fabulous golf, some interesting meltdowns. And a golf cart that ran crazy. I mean...
Yes, I heard about that. That was crazy. But, you know, earlier in the week, it was we saw Pebble Beach in all its glory under bright, sunny skies. And it was just absolutely incredible. I walked around and took all kinds of photographs. And then coming later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, it started getting very chilly and cloudy and misty yesterday. So now we're in the mid-50s, and it's cloudy. And these are typical Pebble Beach conditions with the marine layer. And you're right, the greens have been very soft, very receptive. And the guys are scoring. These are low scores for U.S. Open, and I don't think unless we have a lot of sunshine, which is not in the forecast, I don't think we're going to see, the greens harden up too much and get too quick. So. Very receptive scoring conditions for sure.
Now tell us about the crowds. I hear that it's one road in, one road out, or it must be the same road. And people are bussed in, and the media center is far away from the golf course. What's it like once you're on the golf course?
Well, yeah, 17-mile drive, very scenic drive. If you get here early, there's no traffic, but it's been bumper to bumper after a certain hour, of course, in the morning. And then on the golf course, there's just, you know, there's so many people, and many are there to see Tiger Woods, of course, you know, 9-10 rows deep in those galleries, and Phil Mickelson. And, you know, it's a very tough course to walk because of the elevation, but it's so picturesque, and the views are just spectacular, so you don't notice how strenuous the walk is. So the crowds have been amazing, and they're here to see all these, you know, incredible players.
They are. The crowds are, when you say 10 deep, just watching Tiger Woods, who was playing with Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose. Justin Rose at the top of the leaderboard. Gary Woodland then beating him yesterday to take over that top position. Are you going to be broadcasting your show from the U.S. Open?
Yes, I am here at Pebble Beach now. I am in my WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network broadcast booth in the Media Center. And, you know, it's close enough. Obviously, it's on the property, so you can get out and walk around a little bit. And early in the week, I spent a lot of time walking the course and just taking in all the flavor and seeing the shops at the lodge and actually doing some sightseeing here on the Monterey Peninsula. And I went to the Hall of Fame ceremonies Monday in Carmel, which was pretty spectacular. And but now, you know, I'm on the air pretty much all day, so I'm in my broadcast booth watching all the festivities on television, Danielle.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand when we're the Century Tournament of Champions or the Sony Open in Hawaii is on, you know, in the media center, you're working, you've got to work, and you've got to watch the TV action. But if you actually get that up close and personal feeling when you're watching on television, you can really see those greens. You're not standing behind anybody. You're on it. You're with them. By the same token, you don't get that flavor. What kind of vendors are there? What do people eat when they go? We know what we eat when we go to the Masters. What do they eat when they go to Pebble Beach?
Wow, good question. And you go into the tap room in the lodge, and you can order anything you want. The food out here is just fantastic. But, it's obviously a little more expensive than at Augusta National. They keep the prices down at the Masters. But I'm sure there's a lot of beer out there and a lot of sandwiches and a lot of vendors. And then, you know, you have the beautiful shop, the golf collectible shop, that my buddy Kip runs there. I could spend hours in that store, Danielle. I mean, all the memorabilia, all the history books, not only on Pebble Beach, but on just golf itself, and, you know, all the posters and the original artwork. And he has such a great store there. So I think a lot of people, when they're not walking around the golf course and watching the players and looking at the views, I think they're going to a lot of the shops here at the lodge, which are really fascinating stores, I find.
They wouldn't happen to have the Dune Jewelry Collaboration Golf Designs and Hamptons Rope Collection, would they?
A great plug. I love that. Thank you so much. We're working on that, Danielle. Yes, Dune Jewelry. I have the collection, the Hamptons Rope Collection, which is just beautiful, on dunejewelry.com. It's, sand. They incorporate sand from your favorite golf course or favorite beach or even grass. And I know they have grass from Pebble Beach. They've made cufflinks from Pebble Beach. Wow. Pebble Beach here, and basically they're pieces of jewelry, they're ball markers, money clips, keychains, necklaces, you know, earrings, all different kinds of jewelry that incorporates sand from your favorite golf course or your favorite beach. And they have, you know, sand from 3,500 beaches online at dunejewelry.com. So it's a nice memento. It's called experiential jewelry. I'm wearing it right now. I have my Hamptons Rope collection on. And we'd love to get Pebble Beach on board someday, to get sand from the beaches here and become an official jewelry provider here at Pebble Beach. I know we're working with the United States Golf Association, which is very exciting. And you'll see some pieces at Torrey Pines when the U.S. Open in 2021. And So we just started that relationship. So it's very exciting.
You are a businesswoman. Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, philanthropist. She has a wonderful charity tournament coming up in just a week or so, as a matter. I was thinking a couple of weeks, but time is flying by. Let me ask you, though, with Jordan Spieth playing with Tiger Woods and Justin Rose yesterday, it was interesting the day before he got into, well, I'm not sure, he was emoting to the world about something that he was upset about, you know, about the club selection, and that was supposed to go so-and-so. And then yesterday it was the rake, and he's emoting again. It's like he's talking to Michael, but he's not talking to Michael. And the fans are saying, "We love you, Michael," you know, to Greller the caddy, trying to back him up. What's the word inside the media center?
Well, you know, Jordan Spieth, he did throw his caddy under the bus on Thursday, Michael Greller, doing the best he can. But, you know, it's just a frustrating golf course because you can be brilliant on at one moment, as golf is, and then you can have trouble. And he was just not happy with the club selection on the tough, very tricky eighth hole. And so had some words for his caddy. And, you know, I don't know if they're really talking at the moment, but they are still working together. But, you know, he's just Jordan Spieth. He's so talented, Danielle, as you know. And he's you know, doing better this year. He did admit he was in, you know, somewhat of a slump. Yesterday he had 7 birdies, 5 bogeys. He shot a 269. He's 1 under overall for the championship. And, you know, lately he's just been, I think, agonizing to watch because he tries so hard and he's used to winning. He came out with, you know, those victories, major titles in 2015, and his last major title was in 2017 at the Open Championship. And he's used to winning majors, and he just has not won since 2017. So he's getting frustrated.
He's
close, but not, you know, not playing consistently great.
Save some of that nervous, angry energy, and I don't know, channel it in a different way.
I agree with you. He's just he's very verbal. He talks a lot. I think it's just he overdoes it. He's very analytical. And, you know, he's had some bad breaks. That ball hit that rake on the par 5 second, which ended up bogeying, and he wasn't happy about that because he probably figured, you know, his caddy should have moved the rake, but I don't think they saw the rake. So he's just, you know, he's frustrated. It's a very frustrating sport. You know, they practice so much, and it's, you know, the ups and downs, the highs, the lows are tough, but you know, he has to look at the positives. And if I'm, you know, counseling Jordan Spieth, I'm going to tell him be positive and look at all you've accomplished and be patient. It's going to come.
So this is Anne Liguori, and you may know her from the Golf Channel. In the beginning, she hosted Conversations with Anne Liguori. She also has the compilation of her interviews in a book. It's in its second edition, A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game, a compilation as she would go walking and talking with some of the top, you know, James Brown, Sam Snead, Wayne Gretzky, Charles Barkley, all these people, and they would give her thoughts, and she put this all together in addition to her interviews with them on the air. So I was wondering, as an interviewer, and you talk to people about the game, about their lives, what would you ask, and I'm going to switch, it's the same, we're staying in the same threesome, what would you want to ask Tiger Woods?
Well, I think Tiger Woods is just a fascinating study because his personality has transformed just in the last year and a half. And, you know, because I covered him when he won here at Pebble Beach in 2000 and just destroyed the field by 15 shots. And back then, he wasn't the nicest guy, Danielle. He really wasn't. Now he has this second life, and he's so appreciative of the opportunity that he has to play golf, because after 4 back surgeries, he wasn't sure if he'd ever play golf again. And now he is so nice. He smiles. He's laughing. He's you know, signing autographs. He's fan friendly. He definitely wants to be a good father and show his children that he's a nice guy. They're old enough now where, you know, they obviously knew of his history and the struggles he endured in his personal life and with his health. So I would ask him, you know, how and when did you flick the switch? When did you realize that, you know, you could be nice? It's not hard to be a nice guy. It's not difficult to be friendly and kind, right? I would ask him about that. Now, would he answer me? Absolutely not.
Yes. Don't worry, Samson. You can be nice and still be strong. But you're right. He wouldn't answer you. Now, what about Brooks Koepka? I've noticed that Fox has been very, very good to Brooks. And I'm going back to the part where people have been ignoring him, you know, like not celebrating. He complained that, you know, they didn't even talk about me being the defending champion in all of their working up to this U.S. Open. At Pebble Beach. Have you had a chance to talk about Brooks Koepka? And sometimes, what would you ask him?
Brooks Koepka, to me, is the most mentally strong and physically strong golfer on the planet right now. I mean, I find him fascinating. I cannot believe that, the golf world wasn't talking to him earlier, hadn't really recognized his abilities. I mean, he's trying to become the first guy since Willie Anderson back in 1905, Danielle, 1905, to win three straight U.S. Opens. And, you know, he's playing well. He's right in there. He's only five shots back. Today's moving day, third round. He shot a 269 on both Thursday and Friday. Yesterday, he hit 12 of 14 fairways, 15 of 18 greens. The guy's just unbelievable. He's won 50% of the majors he's played. And what would I ask Brooks Koepka? Well, let's see. I talked to his childhood coach a number of weeks ago when Brooks was, you know, winning the PGA Championship. And I found his childhood coach to be very insightful, and he told me, you know, what Brooks was like as a child and the fact that he just couldn't get enough of golf and learning about the game, and that he would dream about, you know, balls spins and clubhead speeds. And, you know, he's just an interesting study. He's so mentally strong. He doesn't allow any distractions to get between the ears. And from a psychological standpoint, I would ask him about that. How does he basically ignore the stress, the pressure, and everything that can get into a person's mind, and how he's been able to kind of block all that out? That's what I would ask Brooks Koepka.
I've always thought Brooks Koepka's decision to go to the European side and hone his game before going into the PGA Tour was a very, very smart decision. We're going to come back. We're talking with Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio talk TV host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, philanthropist. We're going to talk about the philanthropy that Anne Liguori is so known for. She has the upcoming 21st annual Anne Liguori Foundation Charity Golf Classic in the Hamptons. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Anne Liguori, the first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station, and WFAN CBS Sports Radio Network golf correspondent. She is at the U.S. Open. She's at the Pebble Beach Golf Links. Beautiful. And she's doing her show, I think, in just a few minutes. At the top of the hour, she'll do her show live from Pebble Beach, and we're talking about something that she'll be doing next, and that is the 21st annual, and this is the Anne Liguori Foundation Charity Golf Classic in the Hamptons. Anne, what inspired you to start your Foundation Charity Golf Classic?
Well, thanks for bringing it up, Danielle. It's next Thursday in the Hamptons, and I'm flying back from Pebble Beach Monday night, and I'll have 150 people in town on the east end of Long Island to host, so this should be fun. But, all of us have been touched by cancer. The charity tournament raises money and awareness for cancer research and cancer prevention. And when I was in college, I lost my dad to cancer. He was only 63. And then a year and a half later, my brother, who was only 22 at the time, got leukemia and didn't make it. So we were hit. Unfortunately, my family was hit with two tragedies, within a year and a half. So I was in New York City right out of college when my dear brother passed away. And, I started getting well-known in New York through WFAN, powerful sports radio station. And so different charities would ask if I could play in golf tournaments. And the American Cancer Society approached me and asked me if I could host a charity golf tournament. And I said, absolutely. I didn't even have to think twice about it. And so we started the tournament 21 years ago. I put my own foundation together about 11 years ago so we could help a variety of not-for-profit organizations that focus on cancer research, cancer care, cancer prevention. And so all these years later, we're still going strong. I'm happy to say we're sold out again. And people come from all over the country, really all over the world, to play in the tournament to help the cause. And to also, they stay, the tournament's only one day, but they come for several days so that they can play Shinnecock and Maidstone and Friar's Head and Siphonic and all the great golf courses. We're talking about great courses out here on the Monterey Peninsula in this area of the country. Well, boy, on the east end of Long Island, we have, courses that are just spectacular as well. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be just a wonderful week of fellowship and raising money and awareness for cancer research and cancer prevention. And we also raise money for some mentorship programs with, New York Women in Communications. We have a sports scholarship for women who are pursuing careers in the sports media. And then I also work with the Association of Women in Sports Media. Awesome. So we have a mentorship program with them. So, I'm proud of the work we're doing. And, we have wonderful people who support our efforts, and 21 years. Where does the time go?
I don't know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And I understand Golf Kitchen's Diana DeLucia is going to be there. How much
fun. Yes, Diana. She's spectacular. I know you two are good friends, and her work has been just phenomenal. When she found out we were doing a VIP dinner party the night before with my buddies who own the Motor City Seafood Company, they're out of Detroit. He's actually a Kiwi who is based in Detroit and owns a food company. He donates all the food, Danielle.
Wow.
And so when I was talking to Diana about, you know, all the people in the golf world who just, they're so generous and get involved in so many charitable causes. When I was telling her about our VIP dinner party on Wednesday night, she asked if she could come and interview Matthew Weissman. And I said, absolutely, come out, because the menu looks amazing, and that's right up Diana's alley, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Food and golf.
Golf kitchen.
That. Exactly. So
yeah,
there's something for everybody at this event.
Yeah, there certainly is. And a real pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule covering the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Your own, you're on the air, WFAN, the first all-sports radio station, and the first woman to host all. I mean, when I was thinking about this, the idea of having some guy angry calling in about something I said about some team that he disagreed with me, and, you know, and being ready to come back at him with, you know, well, I kudos to you, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, my pleasure. Yeah, and those were the days when it started, Danielle, where you didn't have the internet. So if you didn't know an answer to a question, you were in trouble. You had to really put in a lot of research and do your homework, which I still do.
Of
and I know you do.
Yes. Anne Liguori, renowned sports, radio, TV, talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, and philanthropist. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with somebody else who is an author, a talk show host, a philanthropist. He's on the road all the time. You know, he's our guru, our travel guru extraordinaire, Michael Patrick Shields, from just a couple weeks ago, Lake Como, and this week from Kennebunkport. And we'll be back right after this with Michael Patrick Shields. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, ladies, it's not the same for guys. You know, if he walked in for your birthday or Mother's Day with a vacuum cleaner, you might say, what are you doing giving me a vacuum cleaner for this special occasion? Guys aren't like that. Guys love power equipment, okay? And Aloha Power's got the Father's Day sale. That is the Father's Day sale going on. So you want to check out Aloha Power's Father's Day sale. today, Waipahu and Sand Island locations. You can get the Honda EU2200i generator, $999, and the $50 added will give you a 3-year extended warranty. Biggest selection on whackers, blowers, chainsaws, riding mowers, and a happy Father's Day from Aloha Power and, of course, from Bridgestone. They've got the E12 Softs out now. Yes, they're brand new balls. And you could win them. You can give them away to the, you know, if you want to give this to somebody. This is, or you want to have them for yourself, by all means. The number is 545-1111. Simple. 545-1111. 808 for Neighbor Islands, and I'll send them to you priority mail. Priority mail. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. Got the TravelTattler.com writing. He's Michigan's big show host, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, best network radio personality. And his latest book, and he has many, is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Aloha from the Atlantic. I am sitting right on the beach, but an ocean or two away from you here in Kennebunkport in the far northeast of the continental United States, just down the beach from the Bushes, Kennebunkport home there at Walker's Point. And we are here reporting from the George Herbert Walker Bush Celebrity Golf Tournament. And it's the first time, of course, that will be a memorial fundraising tournament now that we've lost Mrs. Bush and President Bush in the past year or so.
Who was the honorary, the person who, the host, the person who stands up in front of the guests and says, welcome, thank you for being here this year?
We have Dale Arnold is with us from Boston. He's a sportscaster for the Boston Bruins and for the Red Sox and the Celtics and does some work for the Patriots, too. So he's in a bit of a glum mood himself, of course, because the Bruins lost in the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, but he'll be here. And Nancy Lopez, the Hall of Fame golfer, will be with us. And Jim Mikleshevsky, who was the NBC White House correspondent and Pentagon correspondent, very familiar with the Bushes, will be here, too. And Louis Tiant and some of the other Boston sports celebrities and so forth. And also Johnny Morris, who founded Bass Pro Shops. And I know that people love fishing in Hawaii, and he's sort of the Walt Disney of fishing. And he'll be among those other celebrities and notables with us here as well. And big surprise, we found out today, the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush, is here in town. And so we expect to see him over the next couple days, too, bouncing around this really beautiful little seaside holiday town of Kennebunkport.
And what's the name of the golf course? Is it Cape Arundel Golf Club where you're going to be holding the tournament?
You nailed it. Cape Arundel Golf Club. Generations of Bushes have played there. And it's a historic golf course. It's an antique, little, totally natural course and very, very cute. And it's open to the public. And you can see some memorabilia in the golf shop. And you can come away with some cool presidential souvenirs and so forth. And anybody who comes here and wants to play there, especially in the summer, you would have a chance, as you always have, of seeing a president, only this time it'll be the 43rd president.
That's wonderful. This must be bittersweet for you. You spent a lot of time with the Bushes when you were writing the books, just being there a lot.
It's very unusual for this town. In fact, the Memorial Day parade was always attended by the president and Mrs. Bush, and that would be, you know, they're here in the summer, and they were in Houston in the winter. And so one of the first events when they got to town would be the Memorial Day parade right through Dock Square there as a little center of town. And this year they kept two open chairs with their names printed on the chairs during the Memorial Day parade. So there is some curiosity as to how much time George W. will spend here. He's moved into the big house on Walker's Point that's very visible for any tourists who come, and how much time will he spend there remains to be seen. But Governor Jeb Bush has a house on that point, and other family members have assorted homes too. And so there is a lot of curiosity. And if you come here, you still can celebrate the legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush, because there are a number of memorials. There's a garden, and there's a viewing spot to see his home, and there are boat charters that will take you out so you can go, like, get close and get pictures next to the house. And on top of that, of course, it's just a fun place to visit for lobster and, you know, being by the sea and that sort of thing.
It's beautiful. I've seen pictures. I've never been to that part of the world. You know, I was born in New York City, Manhattan, and then they started moving west, you know. What was up? I would have loved to have been there. I have to ask you about the gala, a hidden pond, the gala at Hidden Pond. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's nice. It gets everybody together the night before the actual golf tournament so that you can meet and mingle with the celebrities. And they also have lots of auction items that are sometimes very unique. For instance, there would be items from the USS George Herbert Walker Bush that you would never be able to get anywhere else. I remember one year they auctioned off a briefcase that belonged to Vice President Bush. And I started raising my hand on that one. And my friend said, "Are you sure you know what you're doing?" the bidding gets up there. But, you know, that's what it's all about. And there would be, and there, they will have a video tribute that night and some speeches and so forth. And as we all will remember the president and missing the president very much. And Ken Rayner, of course, would be one of the celebrities, the co-author of the book you mentioned. I call him Mr. President, the guy who was President Bush's fishing buddy and golf pro. And that book, by the way, will be released in paperback again in November. Right. And we just finished a brand new chapter and some brand new pictures, obviously, recounting the events surrounding the passing of his dear friend, President Bush.
Yeah, this is Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire for the Golf Club Radio Show. He writes for TravelTattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show. If you get a chance, you can listen to him online. Michigan Association of Broadcasters, best network radio personality, and collaborated with many people on books, including Larry King, Arthur Hills, Ben Wright, Donald Trump. Now, you also spoke recently with David Faraday.
I did indeed on the radio program, and you know him from Golf Channel and NBC Now, and of course he was with CBS and Jim Nantz and the rest of the crew, and he played golf out of Northern Ireland when he was a player, and I think he's way more famous now as a funny broadcaster. And so we spent about 15 minutes on my radio program on Friday because he goes around the country now, even if he's not covering or broadcasting from a golf event, doing a comedy stage show. And it's called Faraday Off Tour. And if you Google that, you can see if he's coming anywhere near you. And he does 2 hours on stage. And if you can believe it, he gets huge crowds to come and see that comedy act. And so for a man who many of us now know has had a very difficult life, and a struggle with substance abuse and depression and some tragedy in his family, he has been very courageous, and so still shares his craft and his talent on stage and on screen.
And he's honest about what he's gone through, and he shares all of that, which is every time, I don't know how he refills himself. You know, because every time you share something that personal, it takes a little bit out of you. Did you talk to him about that, the sharing of something so personal?
He has a very supportive wife now who helps him. He lives in Texas, of all places, if you can believe that. And he's got, another child that's doing very well. And so I imagine that, you know, he's as busy as anybody could be.
Yeah.
And he's also very active. He loves to bike and he loves to support the troops. And so he keeps very busy, and this will be an especially exciting July for him as the British Open or Open Championship is at Royal Port Rush in Northern Ireland, which is very near where he grew up. And so he's excited like everyone in Northern Ireland. And my gosh, we've got like five Irish golf stars who will be playing in that championship now that Graham McDowell sunk a 30-foot putt to qualify. And, you know, he grew up on that golf course raking the bunkers and mowing the lawn. And so we got Darren Clark, whose Open Championship is already in the closet, in the lobby there on display at Port Rush, and Graham McDowell and Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington. So David Faraday will be there for NBC to cover it all with a very special perspective on what will happen there.
Okay, speaking of Ireland, are you going to go?
Well, I was there when I talked to you from Port Rush on St. Patrick's Day when we did the broadcast.
Yes.
So I won't be there for the championship because it's pretty tough to leave Michigan in the summer, but My next stop on the sort of schedule is the PGA Tour event that's in the city of Detroit for the first time in history in 2 weeks, with Jim Nance will be in from CBS, and got Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. And that is big news because it's an inner city golf course, the Detroit Golf Club. And they're turning it into about a week-long festival of events like the PGA Tour can be now. But for a city that's on the rebound and trying to make its way back, this is a huge event to have right in the city. So I'll be covering that and curious to see how that all comes out.
Oh, we'll have to be on the show. I'm really looking forward to that. Yes. Yes.
I would like to do that, and I would love to get Jim Nance on the horn with you one of these days. I think we can probably sort that out.
Wonderful. And, of course, we need to get Michael Patrick Shields here doing his show during the winter here in Hawaii, have him for an entire month broadcasting his show from Hawaii, and it'll be heard on over 10 radio stations in Michigan, bringing our Michiganers down. You can bring him over here to the subtropics, or not tropics, but get them into the warm, warm weather. Michael Patrick Shields, let's talk just a little U.S. Open. Got Gary Woodland, Justin Rose, Louis Oosthuizen, Aaron Wise, Rory McIlroy, Ches Revie, Chesson Hadley, Matt Kuchar, all there at the very top of the leaderboard. Out of, you know, who was your favorite going in? Let's start with that.
Well, it's quite an international field up there, isn't it, of interesting players with varied experience playing America's favorite public golf course. But today, according to the experts, is going to be a lot different than you saw the first two rounds, and the greens are going to firm up, and things are going to get fast, and it's going to get a lot more intense. And I imagine, now, what time would that conclude in Hawaii, given the time difference?
They're 3 hours ahead. Yeah, they're 3 hours ahead, usually around 5 or 6, you know, 5 o'clock, 4:30, because then it's getting dark, right? Yeah.
So for those of us on the East Coast here, where the sun comes up at about 5 in the morning in Kenny Bunkport, it'll be prime time, nighttime by the time those two weekend rounds are done. But I tend to go with the hot hand in situations like this, and Rory has finally been sort of peaking, maybe just in time for Port Rush. But I think it'd be fun to see Graham McDowell, too, who's on a hot streak, who made a little bit of a charge yesterday. But who knows? I think all of us in our hearts would kind of like to see Phil Mickelson win, wouldn't we?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and Phil Mickelson, I'm glad you brought up Phil, because yesterday was so charming with that seagull that decided to come down and check out that nice little white ball that was sitting there after the beautiful drive that Phil hit, and just kind of like nudged it around like he was looking for his, or she was looking for the nest. You know, this belongs back where it belongs. Why is it here in the middle of, and then it was chased away, and, you know. It was one of those Phil moments, and our engineer here, Robert, said, maybe that was a trained seagull. And I thought, you know, I wouldn't put it past Phil. I had to have himself a little something for social media, because he's become quite the social media guy. You know, he started Twitter just, it seems like, a couple months ago, and he does his big calf thing, you know. But having him finally win a U.S. Open would definitely take the cake. It's been a pleasure.
You don't think the Russians are trying to meddle with the U.S. Open, do you?
Yes. Yes. No.
The drone bird.
The drone bird came in, yes. Fortunately, the rules allow you to put the ball exactly where it was if something like that should happen to you. Yes. Always fun talking with you, Michael Patrick Shields. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We have Karen Palacios Jensen. She's going to talk with us about getting our golf game on. And we have golf balls to give away, because you've got to call 545-1111 and be the ninth caller, 808-545-1111, and you'll get these fabulous Bridgestone E12 soft golf balls. They're all about more distance. It's a three-piece Serlin-covered ball featuring Bridgestone's gradational compression core, soft in the middle for feel, and gets progressively firmer for that distance that you want. A completely new ball from Bridgestone. So call us, 808-545-1111. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No. Your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow. How can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And a big congratulations to John on Kauai. You're going to love these Bridgestone E12 soft golf balls. All about distance. And you know, if we can just get a little bit more distance, we all be very, very happy. And, you know, straighter would be good, too. And I hear that some of the great new Bridgestone golf balls that, of course, Tiger Woods is using gives him the feel and the distance. And there are some that make the ball just a little bit straighter. I think that's the E6s. I was just looking for my notes. But it is Father's Day. It's Father's Day. And I want to send out a big happy Father's Day from Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. Protect your ride. Yes, it's sun, and it's burning that UV right in. So Detail Boulevard, they are the finish experts. They're on Baritania on the left side, just two doors from Ke'eamoku. They have loaner cars, okay? So you can drop your car off in the morning. You go by at lunch. You gone to work with a loaner car. Come and pick up your car. So that works out really, really good. They have loaner cars while your car is being buffed out. It's Detail Boulevard on Ke'eamoku as you're driving down the second. They're on Baritania. On Baritania, I'm the traffic reporter, right? Okay, so on Baritania, as you're going down right after Ke'eamoku, you want to be in the far left lane because it's the second driveway, and you'll see the sign. It says Detail Boulevard. All right. We also want to get buffed out. Speaking of getting buffed out, we want to at least get stretched and get in shape because Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Cardio Golf Creator, LPGA Teaching Professional, as I said, Golf Fitness Specialist and Certified Pilates Instructor. I'm reading over Cardio Golf's e-newsletter and I'm thinking to myself, oh my, we have a special summer on right now. Karen Palacios Jensen, welcome into the clubhouse.
Yes, thanks for having me as always. I always enjoy coming on.
It's so much fun. You've got the Cardio Golf Summer Shape Up. This is perfect timing.
Absolutely. So if you buy my combo pack, which is the Cardio Golf Shorty Club,
that you love, the short club that you can practice inside, and then the cardio golf slope. It's a fitness step with a golf twist. You buy that combo, I'm going to give you my six-week online training program for free. So you'll be able to go through the program. It starts out with showing you how to warm up and stretch. It'll take you through some cardio and muscular endurance exercises, all specific for golf. So this is not, we're not running a marathon or anything like that. And then we'll help you get some power and swing technique as well.
Fabulous. And this is Karen Palacios Jensen. She created Cardio Golf. And the whole idea was getting you in the right shape, balance, stretched out, muscle, all of those things. As you said, not to run a marathon, but just to make your golf game better. How did you develop this?
Well, it's actually a long story. I've been doing it for a while, but I used to work in Miami. And in the wintertime, all these people would come down from the north, and they would take lessons, and then they would go back home and not touch a club for a few months and then forget everything they did with their lessons. So one time I had a guy who's like, what should I do? I'm not going to be able to swing because it's, you know, snowing up in New York. So I created a video for him, and this was back in the day when they had VHS tape.
Yeah.
And I showed him swing exercises, some stretches. Well, he called me back a few weeks later, and he said, it's a great program. I love it, but I'm not allowed to swing the club in the dining room anymore because he broke the chandelier. So so later on, I sent him a short practice club. I just cut it down so that he could still have the feel of a real golf club and swing, but not hit the ceilings of the walls. And sort of my cardio golf was kind of developed since then, and I've honed it, and I've made it to what it is right now. And it's a class that I teach, and also my online fitness program. So anyone could do this at home. You know, a lot of the times I always tell people that it's better to practice 5 minutes every day consistently than to wait till you have 1 or 2 hours at the end of the week to go practice. Usually we can't find those big chunks of time. We get bored, we get injured because we hit too many balls in one session. So it would be better if you had something at home where you could swing a couple of minutes every day, do some stretching, some strength exercises, stability. And then, you know, when you do go for the weekend and play golf, you're ready to go.
Exactly. At 5 minutes. I mean, you can take 5 minutes. You don't realize how much you can do. What was the study that we talked about where just swinging your arms 5 minutes every half hour lowers your blood sugar?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just basically moving is important. You know, now they kind of consider sitting the new kind of smoking.
Yes.
We sit too much. We sit in the car in traffic. We sit at our desks for hours. We're watching, you know, our mobile phones and TV. So there's too much sitting going on. So we need to be moving. You know, our lifestyles have kind of changed. So you have to go out and seek exercise. Like before, you know, back in the day when people were farmers and they had to walk more, you know, it wasn't necessary. But now it is more necessary just to function in life.
Karen Palacios Jensen is LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Cardio Golf Creator, and Golf Fitness Specialist, as you can hear. So right now, it started today. I didn't even know this was starting today when I invited Karen to be on. And valid through September 23rd, anyone who buys the Cardio Golf Complete Fitness Training System gets the Cardio Golf Summer Shape Up Online Golf Fitness Training free. And that's
right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll send you a workout. I'll send you the workouts for the week. I'll send you email encouragement. You know, it's almost like being with me, sort of. I'll help you train to be a better golfer and, you know, to get some exercise at the same time.
Exactly. It comes with a six-week exercise program combining golf-specific exercises and swing drills. See, this is all about your game to help golfers improve their fitness and their golf swing, the skills that they need at the same time. So golf, cardio golf warm-up routine, cardio golf basic golf fitness screen. What is the cardio golf basic golf fitness screen?
Yeah, you know, that's really important. It's important to kind of have a baseline of where your fitness is so that you know what you can and cannot do. So there's I call it a basic fitness screen because, you know, we're doing it online. If we were doing it in person, it would be a little bit more personalized. But you need to know where you are flexible. You need to know where you're weak. You need to know if you have any imbalances in your muscles before you start, like, doing lifting weights or doing some sort of power program.
So it kind of gives you an idea of where your fitness is. And then my program is tiered. So if you're just getting back into fitness, you might want to start at the power level. If you've been exercising for a while, start at the birdie level. And if you know you're like a high-performance golfer, go for the eagle level.
Ah, so there's three different levels depending. And you basically fill this out yourself. You got to be honest.
Yeah, right. You go through the exercises. I have some videos that accompany it. Kind of shows, goes through some muscles that are typically used in golfers that are tight. And so kind of, you know, like basically the hamstrings, your core, shoulders, flexibility in your wrist, your strength in the wrist. So you kind of go through these batteries of exercises that kind of gives you an idea of what you need to work on. So typically, and this is just being stereotypical, basic, you know, guys are usually really strong with their upper body, and they might be less flexible. So, you know, they should probably start with the flexibility program. Women are typically more flexible and maybe not as strong with their upper body. So we need to start building some muscular endurance in that upper body and, you know, so that they can take advantage of their flexibility. And then everybody needs some core strength and, you know, legs are important for the golf swing. So it kind of goes through a whole body of battery of exercises through your entire body to kind of so you can see where your strengths and weaknesses are.
You know, a lot of guys, when you say flexible flexibility, you know, they're like, flexibility? How am I going to get a workout becoming flexible? But it's
right.
It's one of the most strenuous things you can do. in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and you can also, the thing about it, you can work on flexibility, strength, and stability, and endurance all at the same time. You know, if you can do compound exercises that that kind of combine all those, you can work on those at the same time. So you have to have a certain amount of flexibility to do some strength exercises, you know. And so it would be better off for some of the guys maybe to go through some of the strength exercises with lighter weights and do more repetitions and try to get through a bigger range of motion so that they're getting more flexible. For women, we're more flexible. So we might have to push ourselves a little bit to get a little bit of strength, you know, develop. We're not going to develop big muscles, but you need to have a little bit of strength to get some a little bit more power.
Get the power going. And guys, you want that hip turn. So your hip flexors, it's really important to be able to get those nice and stretched out and comfortable and strong, of course, so that you can get that hip turn, that rotation when your follow through is nice and strong. You won't hurt yourself in the back. All of these things are important. This is Cardio Golf Summer Shape Up. And guess where you can get everything? At cardiogolf.com. Cardiogolf.com. You can follow along with what we're talking about. Let's talk about the cardio slope, the fitness training platform.
Yeah, so I call it the cardio golf slope. It's basically, if you can imagine, a basic fitness step. Remember back in the 80s, they step up and down.
Yes.
So I've always used that step platform in my classes to help people rehearse uphill and downhill lies. Because on the golf course, you never have a completely flat lie. And there's never anywhere to practice that. The driving ranges are completely flat. So, and the step was fine. It was great. But I developed one specifically for my cardio golf programs. I angled it, and I call it the slope. It has a little bit of curvature. So it's more like you're standing on a kind of a side slope, so you can rehearse those uphill and downhill lies. Also, because it is curved, it provides a little bit of instability. So you actually work out a little harder because your muscles have to stabilize, and it makes your core work harder to stay balanced. Like if you're on a flat step or just a flat surface, you don't have to work as hard. So, you know, my cardio golf club kind of pumps it up a little bit. But basically, it was for golfers, but you can do it. You don't have to be a golfer to do cardio golf. In fact, my husband, I'll give a little plug for my husband, Dan Jansen. He's an Olympian. He won a gold medal in speed skating. He actually did some HIIT workouts, high-intensity cardio workouts. So you get those for free, and so that'll help you build muscular endurance, cardiovascular endurance, and core strength.
So those are part of that my cardio golf combo pack that you get. So you don't necessarily need to be a golfer, but if you're a golfer, you know, it's great. You're going to work on your swing technique as well.
It's perfect. We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. Those are all the radio stations we're on now, streaming online at radiogolfclub.com. We're talking with Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Golf Fitness Specialist, and Certified Pilates Instructor. How does Pilates help your golf game?
You know, that's a great question. Pilates is something that I've done for years, and then I met a woman, Patria Alshaman, that owns the fitness studio that I work here in Mooresville, and she really helped me develop a program for golfers because a lot of what Pilates is stretching and strength at the same time. It's resistance using your core. All Pilates movements start from your core. And so all golf movement starts from your core as well. So you're developing strength and stability and flexibility, mobility all at the same time. So a lot of the exercises we do on a reformer, and reformer has a little resistance and it has a little carriage. So you can lay on your back and you can do a lot of low impact exercises, which is great for some people that, you know, have a hard time doing some higher impact. And again, you do a lot of things with one side of the body working at a time, so that way you're not creating any instability. Sometimes when you do exercises where both arms are working at the same time or both legs, the stronger leg works harder. So when you're doing Pilates, a lot of times you're doing a single leg exercise or a single arm exercise, so you're developing your strength equally or working on your weaknesses.
That's so critical. The fact that one side is different from the other, and that one side that's working harder can actually become injured trying to keep the other side going.
Exactly, right, yeah, right.
Yeah, very
right. And we all have imbalances because, you know, like I'm a right-handed golfer, so I'm using my right side a lot. Or, you know, we just have habits of doing things. So you just develop those. And if you're a golfer, a right-handed golfer, you're always turning back to the right, turning back to the right. So that right side is typically tight, the opposite with the left-handed golfers. So one of my workouts when you get the six-week program is I call it the balance workout, where we actually do a lot of swing drills as if we were, like, right-handed golfers do it left-handed and the left-handed golfers do it right-handed. And that way you're swinging equally on both sides to kind of keep those sides equal.
Fantastic. I like it. I have my left leg is much stronger. It works harder than my right leg. And so my knee gets in trouble. It's like, oh dear, I've done it again. Cardio creator, LPGA teaching professional, golf fitness specialist, and certified Pilates instructor, Karen Palacios Jensen. I just saw that you've teamed up with Fit Pilates Bar and Fitness to help you take your game to help us take our game to the next level. So are you working with bar as well? Because I happen to do bar.
Yes, you know, and I'll tell you, I don't have a ballet background at all, but I really like the bar because there's a lot of exercises that you can do for balance, for your core, for your tushy, for your rear end.
Yes.
That are great for golfers.
Yes.
So we kind of combine them all together. So at the studio that I work at, it's called 15 to Fit, and we have Pilates classes. We have bar. We also have stall bars. Those old-fashioned, they look like ladders. We use those, and we also have an apparatus called CrossCore. And CrossCore is it's like a TRX, but it has a little bit of a pulley, so it's actually better than TRX because it has a little rotation, so you can do some rotational exercises, which are all great for golfers. So we kind of do it all. We combine all those exercises together in a class to help give people a full body workout.
This is fabulous. And I have one more question I have to ask you about teaming up with, I'm not going to pronounce it right, Zita International?
Zita, right.
What is it?
Zita is it's a nutritional company. We've worked with them for years, and what I really like about them is it's all natural and it's all plant-based. They have a protein powder that's made from plants. So it's not animal protein, and you know, protein is like the key to life. And I don't think enough people get protein, and sometimes when they eat too much protein, it tends to be animal, and which has a lot of fat in it. So they have a protein base powder that I do shakes, I cook with it, I make pancakes with it, I'll add it to all sorts of things to help me get a little extra protein. And protein is fabulous to help, you know, especially with recovery, to build muscle. You know, it keeps you satisfied. Protein's really important, and I don't think people are getting enough of it or the right kind of protein.
The right kind, yes. Too much animal protein makes you sluggish, too, by the way,
yes.
Just in case you're feeling sluggish. Karen Palacios-Jensen, tell us, finally, what do I get for free, and where do I sign up, and all of that stuff?
Yes, well, if you want to email me directly, email me at info@cardiogolf.com, and I'll send you the link directly. But if you buy the combo pack, and that's the Slope and the Shorty Club, those are available separately. If you buy that, you're going to get all of my swing drill videos, show you how to use the Cardio Golf Slope for golf. You're also going to get some HIIT high-intensity interval training workouts, developed by Dan Jansen, the Olympian.
Yes.
So you'll help build muscular endurance, cardiovascular endurance, core strength. And then that's the basic package for the Slope combo and Shorty Club. And then for free, I'm going to give you my six-week online training program. So for 6 weeks, you'll get workouts, and we're going to go through a progression to help you develop a good base of golf fitness, starting with a fitness screen to decide, you know, what level you're at and what muscles that you need to work on more specifically. Then we're going to talk about how to warm up and work on our mobility. Then we're going to work on stability. And then we're going to build strength and finally power. And all that time, you're going to be working on your swing technique at the same time.
And you're going to have the Shorty Club that you can swing inside your house and you won't break the chandeliers, okay? So
exactly.
It's actually perfect. This is
yes.
always fun talking with Karen Palacios-Jensen. That's from Dan Jensen, you know, so Olympic winner, you know, gold medalist. And he gets worked out nicely, very nicely, with cardio golf. And this is the creator, Karen Palacios. And together they are the team. And it's Karen Palacios-Jensen. You can go to cardiogolf.com. You can email her at info@cardiogolf.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so
Aloha.
Much. Have a great week. Thanks.
We're going to come back because we got Bob Bupka. He's at the U.S. Open. And we're going to find out who's playing well and who's maybe faltering because they say, you know, you never know what happens on moving day. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood.
your broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, so far we've got Gary Woodland in the lead. Justin Rose, two shots behind. Louis Oosthuizen, one stroke back. So it's 9-under for Gary, 7-under for Justin, 6-under for Louis. Aaron Wise at 5-under. Rory McIlroy at 5-under. Ches Reavy at 4-under, tied with Jason Hadley, Matt Kuchar, and one, oh, of course, Brooks Koepka. Yes, Brooks Koepka came on very strong yesterday. After starting just, well, not weak, but not on. He got his putting back in order, had some tough times with the putter, but it seems to be back in working order. He certainly got his driver on. Just so you know, because some of the names you may not be familiar with, Aaron Wise won the PGA Tour's AT&T Byron Nelson, and he was 2018 Rookie of the Year. Ches Reavy was Arizona State. He was chasing a 59 in the final round of the Sony Open in 2017. I think it was this year that he eagled three par fours at Sony, or was that 2018? Yes, we're into 2019, Danielle. And Jason Hadley, U.S. Open sectional qualifier. He qualified at Brookside in Columbus. I mean, how fabulous is that? You know, you go to the sectional qualifier and doing so well, you're tied for sixth in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And Matt Wallace is a 29-year-old. He's from England. He's won four times in his career already, and he's 26th in the world. So we have a round of golf for you to play with a friend, because we're not going to send you alone. Poipu Bay Golf Course. This is all about Father's Day, okay? Father's Day, yes, and you don't have to play today or tomorrow. You can keep those rounds and play when it's convenient, because it's at Poipu. And you just have to be the ninth caller. All you have to do is call 545-1111, 808 Neighbor Islands, 808-545-1111 to win two rounds of golf at the most beautiful Poipu Bay Golf Course. Now, another idea, as I said earlier, you know, guys love power tools. So Aloha Power's Father's Day sale today, Sand Island, Waipahu. All you got to do is go check out Aloha Power's Father's Day sale. For instance, the Honda EU2200i, the generator, only $999, and $50 gets you the 3-year extended warranty. They've got the biggest selection of whackers and blowers and chainsaws and riding mowers. And happy Father's Day, of course, from the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. We're going to take a break. We're waiting for Bob Bupka. He's at the U.S. Open to give us a call in. Of course, we're giving away right now these beautiful two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, and the phone lines are ringing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, the voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. In the clubhouse, he comes from Pebble Beach and the U.S. Open. It's Bob Bupka.
Hey, Danielle Tucker, how are you, my love?
I'm fine. You sound like you're having a grand time. What a day or two it's been. It was hot. Tell us about the conditions now.
Well, it certainly was hot when we got here. The funny part of that is we arrived on Monday, and Janice had used due diligence to find us a lovely two-bedroom house to rent, and maybe 5 or 6 miles from the golf course, and we show up there, and I'm a little perplexed by the outside because it seems to be in the middle of Nottingham Forest with flowers and whatnot. I was kind of confused that we were at the right place. Then we knock on the door, and if I had requested from Hollywood Casting that I wanted somebody to answer that door that certainly could have been John Steinbeck's wife, complete with the California costume and the little red scarf tied around her neck, my wish was answered. Lovely lady, 80 plus years old, but it was her property. And I walk in, and it's probably about 85 in the house. And I said, she said, well, what do you think? I said, seems lovely. It just seems a little bit warm. She said, don't worry, Sonny. We got the answer for that. And she went over to the shelf, and there was a 4-inch high, 2-inch wide fan. And she says, if it gets a little uncomfortable, you can just turn this on. I said, wow, this is the most magic fan in the world. And then I said, I noticed all the doors and windows were open. She said, yeah, we keep them that way. I said, but there's no screens. She said, don't worry. Bugs will fly in, but bugs will fly out. And then the last thing, and we'll talk about golf. She said, very important, though, you note in the corner here is a butterfly net. I said, yes. She says, well, if a lizard comes hopping in, you ought to take this butterfly net, scoop it up, and bring the lizard back outside. I said, you got a deal. So far, I haven't seen a lizard, so I'm feeling much better about that.
But
the heat has gone away. Actually, it's on the cool side, especially in the media room. But, hey, it's the U.S. Open. It's Pebble Beach. It doesn't get any better than this, Danielle.
No, it's absolutely fabulous. This is Bob Bupka, the lizard catcher, should there one into the house come. Okay, you know, I'm watching this leaderboard, and did you expect Gary Woodland to be at the top come to moving day?
Well, the only thing I can say, I was asked to pick the winner of the PGA Championship, and I said Gary Woodland.
Yes.
So I was just a little ahead of my time, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a couple of things about Gary Woodland. He, number one, which the only part that makes it a little more unbelievable, Danielle, he's a long ball hitter. At Pebble Beach, you don't have to be a long ball hitter to play well. I mean, it's only 7,000 yards. It's really short for USGA standards. But, you know, he's been working hard on his game. He's got that putter under control.
Yeah.
And, hey, if you can putt well and hit it as far as, you know, Gary Woodland, you're going to be in good shape. I still think you better not overlook two players. One, Rory McIlroy. He's only four shots back.
Mm-hmm.
He has more firepower to make up ground than anybody playing the game. And then anybody that thinks that Brooks Koepka is out of this championship, I think, you know, would be mistaken. I mean, he's five back, but he really hadn't had anything go his way. He puts together a solid round tomorrow. Well, we may be eyeballing some history come tomorrow as he tries to win his third U.S. Open in a row, a feat you know about occurred in 1903, 04, and 1905. And I hesitate to bring it up to Danielle Tucker because I know the next thing out of Danielle's mouth is going to be, well, you were at those three Opens, weren't you, Bob?
No, Bob. That would age me. So, what do you think? Can I just ask you, what do you think of the USGA, the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, anybody else who puts on a tournament? These star groupings. They insist, for instance, on putting Tiger with Spieth with Rose. You know, I like it when it's just that you just don't know what you're going to get. I don't like the star groupings. Is that for television?
Absolutely. The one significant change, especially highlighted and probably spearheaded by the USGA, they have gravitated basically from a golf organization to more of a business corporation. I mean, you drive around Pebble Beach, there's got to be 1,467 corporate hospitality tents. Every one of the neighboring golf courses has shotgun starts in the morning and the afternoon that are all part of the corporate packages. It's not the USGA as I grew up, you know, when it was really the caretaker of the game. They've given up on that, and it's a big business now. That's really the bottom line. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'll leave people far smarter than me to decide about that. But you know, it is what it is, and that's why you have those star groupings, because they know they're going to generate some eyeballs.
Sure. Sure, and it's easy to cover all the star players, the guys that have the big names and are more likely to draw the crowds. And I get that. It just seems so contrived, you know? And it's like, oh, God, here we go. But that's not a problem. It's great. I was watching Spieth and Tiger and Justin, and it was just interesting to see the difference between how Justin Rose was able to just block out everything, except for Spieth doing that wolf whistle, trying to attract somebody's, while Cabrera Abreu was about to tee off on 17, and Justin's like, what are you doing? You know, making that noise in the middle of a golf tournament. Lots of things happened over the last 2 days that were interesting, and certainly the seagull was one of the most amusing of the things I saw. I know, Bob, you always catch the funny things. What caught your eye?
Well, I revisited a story that I had known about. I'm going to take your listeners back. The year is 1992. A very talented golfer that had bounced around on the PGA Tour, then lost his tour card, by the name of Andy Dillard. And I'm sure there's not one listener that knows who Andy Dillard was. Well, Andy Dillard is from Tyler, Texas. The qualifying for the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach in 92, final qualifying was being held down in Memphis. Andy Dillard drove to Memphis, parked his pickup truck, made it into the field at Pebble Beach, was able to get on a charter that the USGA had. Andy Dillard didn't have 50 cents in his pocket when he showed up here at Pebble Beach. So he knew that you would get $1,000 if you just played 36 holes. You know, so he had made a promise to himself. He said, if I break both legs, I'm going to finish 36 holes because I need that $1,000. But he went to the USGA and said, I'd like to cash a check. And they said, fine. And he gave him a check for $1,500 so he could eat. And he didn't have 15 in the bank. So he certainly was playing under a lot of pressure. But then what does Andy Dillard do? You know, he doesn't have any money. He's desperate. He can't get his tour card. And the times he did get out on tour, he never even came close to winning. So he tees off on one, Danielle, makes birdie. Tees off on two, makes birdie. Makes birdie on three, makes birdie on four, makes birdie on five, makes birdie on six. A record that still stands to this day. Started out the event at a U.S. Open, six birdies in a row. Found himself in the last pairing on Saturday. And it was so funny because he said when he got to the putting green to take a couple of putts before he was to go to the first tee to play with Dr. Gil Morgan, he was the only one on the putting green because everybody else was out on the golf course. He said then he got nervous and he had a patented fade that he used. And because of the extra energy, that fade became straight, got him in the rough, and he shot 79. And we've never heard of Andy Dillard since then.
What a story. And Bob Bubka always has them. I have to close the show, but I really do have to bring up the one thing that caught my attention. They must have some really nice golf carts over there at Pebble Beach, because all it took was a box to fall onto the accelerator. And the golf carts that I use usually take a little bit of like, let's go. This accelerator, just the box accelerator, and there goes the golf cart around and round and round. And I just hope all the people who found themselves, and thank you to the guy who got the box off the accelerator and got that golf cart under control. I'd never heard of anything quite like that anywhere before. So that was something that caught my eye yesterday. I'm sure they're doing much better today. Bob Bubka.
Well, only Danielle Tucker would have the trained eye of a legendary golf broadcaster like yourself to make note of a runaway golf cart at Pebble Beach. Sounds like a drama. I think maybe we could write a little story about that.
No, I just thought it was amazing.
How to get out of the way of the runaway golf cart by Danielle Tucker.
Bob, the idea that a golf cart could go that fast, just because a box fell on it, was amazing to me. We thank you for being on the show. Thank you very much for your time. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts, protecting your ride. Detail Boulevard, they're on Baratania, the left side, two doors down from Ke'eaumoku. They have loaner cars while you have your car buffed out. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, your business. It's Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. The number is 676-3667. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, mud left behind after they drained out. Well, you just call Oahu Extraction. They'll be on site in 90 minutes. And the number is 330-6212. 24/7, OahuExtraction.com. Aloha Power Equipment, they've got the Father's Day sale. Got to go there. Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. And remember, fathers like power equipment. They put power at your fingertips. That is fingertips. It's Aloha Power Equipment. And Creative Plumbing, doesn't matter how large or small the problem is. Those water pipes broke, you get in touch with Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you get in touch with Creative Plumbing. You want the job done right? That's right. You get in touch with Creative Plumbing. And Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen. They'll turn your project, something you started off and hasn't quite gotten finished the way you wanted it to look, well, get in touch with Futuristone. Whether it's a warehouse floor you want to turn into a showroom or a home project that needs to be done, give them at Futuristone a call. We're RadioGolfClub.com. If you missed part of the show, you want to hear a part of the show, just go to RadioGolfClub.com. You can find the library of all of our archive shows right there. And I want to thank you for your mana, and I want to thank you, Nancy, for winning the Poipuve Golf Course tickets. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.